This is Jeff Ronning from the Valley of the Sun, and this is the Online Marketing Revolution. Conversions are lifeblood of all businesses. Without someone converting, there is no business. Today, I'm going to talk about the number three sales killer. It's one that never gets talked about. But in my opinion, it is absolutely the most important behind, of course, the top two sales killers out there. I call it the FBS. What is the FBS? The FBS is the fear behind success. See, most of us spend so much time thinking about objections to make the sale that we forget that there's an FBS even going on in our prospect's mind. What is an FBS? It's the fear once somebody is successful. Let me give you a few examples. Let's take somebody that is going to think about losing weight. An FBS for weight loss could be that they need to make new friends, they'd need to find new restaurants, they'd need to find new experiences. And if we don't address that in our sales process, then the FBS never gets addressed. And then you may never overcome this objection. And the conversion does not happen. Not because they couldn't be successful, but because they could be successful, but there's a fear to that success. Let me give you another example. Let's say that you're selling a real estate course. An FBS for that buyer or prospect could be that, yes, he truly believed he could find a property. He truly believed he could find it at a killer price. But the fear behind the success is that then he may have to deal with a banker. That banker may have more knowledge than him. That may intimidate him. That may keep him from actually making the sale because he feels inferior to that banker. And that means he doesn't convert on the product because of the fear behind success. I was working with a dating product once, and the FBS for a dating product was the prospect goes out, gets a date, but now the fear behind the success is that he has to be able to perform on that date. How will that date go? Will it go well? Will he be prepared for everything that happens? If we don't address the FBS, then we don't get the conversions that we should. Here's exactly how you will want to consider the FBS. One, write out the success your client gets from your product or service. Two, write out the 10 issues that that success potentially brings to your client. Three, prioritize that list. And four, address them in the order of priority. Remember, it's not just the objections to the sale that are blocking your path. It's also the fear behind the success. It's a simple process and sadly one that most don't know anything about. You do now. So make sure you always consider the FBS. It's the number three sales killer in my experience. This has been the Online Marketing Revolution podcast. For more from me, visit my blog at onlinemarketingrevolution.com.